Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Weekly News on Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. April has been an interesting month so far, and this is the third Friday from April 1921. Right into it, we have interesting news from the 15th of April, starting off with a big blaze at Moloni Street. Okay, fire. About 1 in the early hours of Saturday morning, the 9th instant, the dwellers in about the race course had their sleep rudely disturbed by the cry of fire. Those who rushed out saw what was a real big blaze. It was soon discovered that the fire was in Moloni Street. The fire brigade was quickly summoned, but before it arrived, the residence of the late Dr. Agbebi of the Baptist Chapel at Araromi had been burned to the ground. Wow, such a sad situation. Also to note, Moloni Street is named after Governor Moloni, who was one-time governor of a Lagos colony. It will be recalled to mind that the structure was entirely of bamboo, the roof and the walls being of that material. Small wonder then was it that in these very dry times the fire had full sway. It is reported that everything in the house was burnt to cinders. Wow. Mrs. Agbebi, the wife of Dr. Agbebi, had very reluctantly left home for Calabar District to assist in the opening of a church which her late husband before his death had been the means of founding. We sympathize greatly with the family. Such a sad situation. A praiseworthy act. In connection with the fire in Moloni Street, the conduct of a European has been much commented upon. It would seem that this gentleman was returning to Ikoyi and noticing the fire, jumped off his motorcycle and set about helping to keep it under. Not only did he perform yeoman work himself, it is his direction and foresight that prevented the almost certain destruction of adjacent properties. It would have been a pleasure to give publicity to his name. Having done all he could, he remounted his cycle and disappeared. Death of Mr. R.J.B. Ross. The report of the death of Mr. R.J.B. Ross was circulated about the town during last week. Mr. Ross retired from the judicial bench of the colony only a few years ago during the progress of the late war. He began his career in Nigeria as a district officer in the old Lagos colony, that was, and by dint of hard work and perseverance, rose the bench. A man endowed by nature with sound common sense and fearless courage, he was a successful judge, even if he was behind his other brothers on the bench in legal attainment. Socially, those who knew him would never forget his kindly and genial nature. The bar was very much attached to him, and his diffidence to the members very marked. One by one, the ancient landmarks of Lagos are passing away. May he rest in peace. Serious accidents on the race course. The readers of the Nigerian Pioneer will remember the series of accidents which occurred on the race course last December during the race meetings, all through the very bad state of the track. This is the fourth month of the new year and nothing has been done towards improvement but talk, talk, talk. The race committee and the board of management are both in need of sustained energy. Both have funds, particularly the race committee. What is wanted is a little less talk but action. The rains will soon commence, and if no arrangements are made, it will come and leave the race course as it is. Lastly, the Reverend Lake S. Noble. Also to note is that some record have his name as Luke, while some, like the Nigerian Pioneer, have his as Lake. By the SS Akabo, the Reverend Lake S. Noble, the colonial chaplain, will sail for England and thereby severing his connection with Nigeria after a stay of over 11 years. He first came in our midst as the vicar of Christ Church Lagos during the occupation of that office. Sir Walter Egerton was unanimously requested by all the Europeans who were present at the meeting to consider the desirability of building the colonial church to nominate him the first chaplain. The colonial church later became St. Saviour's and is now our Saviour's on the corner of Cable Street and just directly behind the State House Marina. By nature, a retiring man, Mr. Noble has left his mark behind him, and not the least as a Mason. May good health and luck and happiness follow him into his retirement. Wow. Cheers to Reverend Lake S. Noble. Also, we're going to be talking about news from Ondo. Ondo news. Ondo Boys High School. The Ondo Boys High School is to be congratulated on its achievement at the last examination of the College of Preceptors. For such a young establishment, the results are encouraging. The school obtained 6 passes as follows: 1, junior certificate; 2, preliminary; 3, lower forms. A great demand for corrugated iron sheets. A great number of corrugated iron sheets were brought up from the last Agbabu market. Several new houses are in course of erection, mostly commenced at the end of last year, and now everybody is anxious to complete before the beginning of the wet season. Here is a great opportunity for any of the merchants in Lagos to open up. Permanent district officer needed. One of the requests brought before the governor by the Ondo delegates when he was passing through Akure the other day was that a permanent district officer be placed here. Akure is currently in Ondo state of southwestern Nigeria. There can be no doubt that this permanency and continuity will ensure efficiency. And that's it from the third Friday of weekly news from Conversations with the Facade Nigeria. Thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to share with family and friends. And also, follow us if you're not on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria, TheFacadeNigeria. And on Twitter, we're at Facade Nigeria, capital letter F, small letters ACADE, capital letter N, small letters IGERIA. Thank you guys for listening. See you next week, Friday. Cheers.